Interlude, Chandrila. A blurry image. A sound. Whap, whap, whap. The blurry image shakes. It gets blurrier for a second, and then focuses the other way, lurching inelegantly toward clarity. The image resolves. Standing there are two women. One, a human. Tall, thin, professional. Dark hair coiffed up like a wave about to break. A necklace around her neck that looks like a flock of birds chained together. It catches the light of the sun. Her smile is big, broad, practiced. The other woman is smaller, Pantoran. Blue skin, golden hair pulled back in a simple, practical braid. She wears a dress to match. Some might call it practical and unpretentious. Others might say it is drab, dull, or even unsophisticated. Her only jewelry is a pair of silver bracelets. Her smile is also practiced, but nervous too. Behind them, the humble skyline of the capital, Hana City. The first woman, Tracine Kane, says to the Trandoshan behind the camera, "How's it look, Lug?" A growl hissed from behind the camera.
"It looks bad. I hid it. Now it looks good."
Tracine gives the other woman, Aaliyah Choco, an apologetic shrug.
"Old tech doesn't always comply." "It's your first broadcast,"
Aaliyah says.
"It's understandable. This day is a first for both of us, I think."
Tracine laughs. It's a laugh that sounds almost too big to be real. Maybe it's who she is. Or maybe it, like her smile, is born of effort and orchestration.
"So, here's how this is going to go. I'll begin the interview and I'll do a brief intro, blah, blah, blah. First day of the new Galactic Senate. It's a new dawn for the galaxy, and then right to you, Aaliyah Choco, public relations representative for Mon Mothma and the new Senate. We'll get right into it."
"Great,"
Aaliyah says. She takes a deep breath.
"Just great.
You look nervous."
"I'm a little nervous."
"You'll be fine. You're pretty, you're alien, you'll trend well."
"Oh,"
Aaliyah says, thrusting up a finger.
"You're going to get a shot of what's behind us, right? Hana City reflects the Senate's humble new beginnings. We're here for the people of the galaxy, or the hard-working people. And Mon Mothma is from here, so..."
Tracine puts a hand on Aaliyah's shoulder.
"We got this."
"Oh, but, don't forget, too, to get a shot of the art installation in the city circle. It's a bunch of stormtrooper helmets painted different colors, marked with different symbols like flowers and starbursts and alliance sigils. It's by the artist..."
Tracine gives Aaliyah's arm a squeeze.
"I said we got this. We have the footage. You're the last link in the chain. We talk to you, then the Senate walks in. Nothing will go wrong. You good?"
Aaliyah hesitates. The smile on her face is strained. She looks like a panicked squawk bat frozen in the beam of a miner's headlamp. But she nods.
"Yes, I'm good. I'm fine. I can do this."
To the camera, Tracine points.
"We're on in three, Lug. 3, 2.
She mouths the word, 1.
"This is Tracine Kane, broadcasting on the first day of the Queen of the Core Network. I'm standing here with Aaliyah Choco, public relations representative of Chancellor Mon Mothma and the new Galactic Senate here on Chandrila.